I appreciate the comments of our colleague, and particularly putting out that we took an oath of office. And nowhere in our Constitution does it give the executive branch to unilaterally implement a tax. And this is, in fact, a tax. It is a tax on carbon emissions, and there's no other way around it. You know, this is not, I assure you, a waste of time. Behind this letter, Madam Chair, are thousands of families that I represent who rely on the production of electricity that happens to be carbon-emitting electricity for their livelihood, not only for themselves, but for their children. We talk about children. I can tell you that every person in our electric-producing sector has health care benefits, has very good health care benefits, and those health care benefits have saved lives, and I assure you of that. You talk about Senate Bill 15, and the reality is it's a house of cards. It is a house of cards because, number one, any revenue that comes through REGI only comes because we continue to emit carbon from power plants. That is where the revenue comes from. When the governor started this initiative 22 months ago, he indicated it would generate $300 million. 4 months ago, it was $550 million. Last month, it's $180 million. There is no certainty, there is no understanding of what this revenue is, what it can be used for, and how real it even is. For 22 months since this executive order was issued, I have yet to have one person from the governor's administration to step foot in my senatorial district to have any conversations related to the impacts of REGI. It's easy to talk about the impacts when you don't live in the backyard of 6,000 megawatts of carbon-emitting electricity that happens to be keeping our lights on right now and keeping us cool. And what I find most insulting is the fact that all we are doing, by DEP's own admission, is shifting power production to West Virginia and Ohio. And that is a fact. Talk to the trade unions. What are they doing right now? They're building natural gas plants. They're repurposing coal-fired power plants in West Virginia and Ohio. And I assure you that those plants will continue to emit carbon. And I assure you that that carbon will come across our Commonwealth. And I assure you that we will use the power emitted by those plants right here in Pennsylvania. We are not isolated. We do not have an isolated power grid. We are part of a 13-state power grid, and we will simply import carbon-emitting power into our Commonwealth while encouraging a lack of investment in our own backyard. As it was pointed out, natural gas has, in fact, caused much of coal-fired power plants to be retired. Yes, natural gas, not solar panels, not windmills. Natural gas, carbon-emitting natural gas. Those are the market conditions. That's how the market has worked. And if you look at the power grid right now, all of a sudden, natural gas is a lot more expensive. And if what you want is a monopoly in our power grid of natural gas powering our grid, then fine. That's what we'll have. The reality is, and what Texas taught us, and what we should learn, is that we need a broad-based, diverse power grid to ensure our stability, not only from an economic perspective, for a national security perspective. So I consider this time well spent. I consider this letter to be extremely valuable and important to thousands of working families in this Commonwealth, and I certainly encourage a yes vote.